You're listening to Seeking Office, the Vancouver Municipal Election Podcast. A quick note before we begin. This episode was originally broadcast on June 28th as part of Democracy Watch on CITR 101.9 FM. Democracy Watch, like Seeking Office, is created by CITR's News Collective. You can hear live broadcasts of undercovered current affairs from across the Lower Mainland on Democracy Watch every Thursday at 5 p.m. Just tune into 101.9 FM or stream live at citr.ca.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. I'm Amy Carr. I topped the polls in the last election, more votes than any councillor in the history of Vancouver. And it's because they say, I work hard, I listen to people, I am fair and balanced, and I put public interest first. I decided to not run for mayor, but for council, because people said to me overwhelmingly, we can't afford to lose your voice in council chambers. People want me in those chambers, but it's in your hands to share my name is on the ballot, and I trust you to do that, and I trust you to pick a fabulous team of candidates to get elected on October 20th. Consider incumbency. It really helps to have incumbents running. They've got the knowledge. It's really good to consider nominating people who have worked for years to build our party. I've worked with B5, for example, for years. It really makes a difference. It's smart to include young, diverse candidates that reflect the community at large. Nominate me, and I pledge to campaign with every candidate, every bit of my energy, every bit of my time.
That was incumbent Green Party City Councillor Adrienne Carr, going over her allotted one-minute speech time at the Vancouver Green Party's nomination meeting. On the evening of Wednesday, June 28th, seven Green Party City Council hopefuls delivered speeches to party members. Those seven were Adrienne Carr, Pete Fry, Denise Brennan, Terry Martin, Francois Ronette, Mike Weeb, and David Wong. After City Council nomination speeches came the four Park Board nominees, Dave Demers, Camille Dumont, Stuart McKinnon, and Mash Sailhuman. These nominees were followed by the last round of speeches by six school board nominees, Lois Chan Pedley, Nicholas Chernin, Alex Dow, Ralph Fratz, Janet Fraser, and Estrelita Gonzalez. After each of the 17 one-minute nomination speeches concluded, I was able to chat with Adrienne Carr outside the voting hall. Could you tell me a bit about your platform?
Well, the platform's going to be developed once we get our candidates in place. That's who develops the platform, because they have to run on that platform. But you can bet, on a council perspective, housing's number one. Affordable housing is just the biggest crisis in this city, and we have to take much bolder and much different action in order to get the kind of affordable housing matched to local incomes that Vancouver needs.
You had considered running for mayor because you had a lot of popularity and you had a good chance of winning, according to some political scientists, but you weren't able to get endorsement from center-left parties. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so basically I was urged to run by people within the public just saying, look at this, as we need this. There's a change election happening. The current mayor is not running again, so this is the perfect opportunity to step forward. So the first thing I did was assess my own party support, and I got 100% support. Then I started to look at polling, and there were a couple of polls done, and I was the most popular of any potential candidate for mayor by far, like way above anyone else. But then it's all about the competition, because people said to me, look, I really want you to be mayor, there's a risk, and what if you lose, and then we lose your voice at the council chambers? So they didn't want that. So what was the risk? I figured the more candidates on the center left, the higher the risk. So I approached all the other parties on the center left, and unfortunately didn't get any of those parties to support me. And 1 week after asking for it, Vision said they were going to run a candidate. Then Kennedy Stewart stepped in, and I gathered with NDP support, and Shauna Sylvester was already there, and now Cope is thinking of running a mayor candidate. So all of that means that the vote gets divided, like it did last October in the by-election when there were five candidates on the center-left and they got 2/3 of the vote. But Hector Bremner, the NPA candidate, won with 27% of the vote. I didn't want to repeat that scenario, so that was what just made me decide. I'll go for council. That's what the public really wants me to do. They want me in that council chamber. And running for mayor is too risky in a crowded field.
Right. And so you talk about, if elected to council again, being a sort of de facto mayor. What exactly does that mean?
Ask Charlie Smith of the Georgia Strait, because he's the one that said
it.
The point really is there's not very many incumbents running for council. So Heather Deal from Vision, so none of the other Vision councillors are running, myself as a Green, potentially a couple of the NPA, because one and potentially two are not going to run. So that means those with incumbency, those who have the knowledge of how the system works, how City Hall works, who the staff are, the whole process, there's no learning curve there. You're up to snuff already. So that gives an advantage. And it does mean, especially if you're top the polls, which I did last time, it does give you influence amongst others at the council table, including the mayor. And the mayor's just one amongst equals. It's only one vote. So there is a potential, I think, by my own incumbency, my own popularity, and hopefully by having other Greens at the table with me, that I will play a very influential role in the next council.
I just have one final question, then I'll let you go. I'm wondering about the sort of spectrum of right to left politics in the city. So a lot of people, particularly on the right, sort of say that there isn't a right to left division. It's just different approaches. Do you see the Greens as being more on the right or left, or do you think there isn't really that kind of binary here in Vancouver?
Yeah, I think there is a binary here in Vancouver. You have to understand that at council, most of the decisions that are made are unanimous. It's just a no-brainer to everybody is voting for them. But on some of the critical issues, like whether or not you spend money to combat the opioid crisis or not, there was a big debate about that, with the NPA looking like they weren't going to vote for it. They haven't voted on some of the motions I brought forward to say no to the pipeline, the Kinder Morgan pipeline. So they're more entrenched in the traditional fossil fuel kind of economy that I think those on the progressive side are wanting to see us move beyond. So on some of the social issues, on some of the economic issues, and certainly even on some of the environmental issues when it comes, for example, to combating climate change, I have arguments all the time with some of the NPA councillors about whether there is climate change or not. I can't believe that someone in government is not already there and accepting that as the biggest crisis of our time in general for the planet. So there are left positions and there are right positions, and I think that the way politics is shaken down in Vancouver, you've tended to see the NPA on that right side. Vision has said it straddles the middle, and then you see parties like the Greens, who, interestingly, some people have said are on the left, but the real actual reality of voters is that we draw from both the left and the right. People who understand common sense and wanting to see a healthier environment and thinking about the future, not just about the present day, and grounding decisions in facts.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thank you. Carr agrees that there is a political binary in Vancouver and that her party draws support from both the left and the right. I'm very eager to see what progressive politics means for the Green Party's housing and poverty policies as they develop their platform, and where that will be situated on the spectrum of left to right. As votes roll in, nominees are announced around 11 p.m. Adrian Carr, Pete Fry, Mike Wiebe, and David Wong, the four candidates endorsed by the Green Party, are the ones elected to run for city council. For school board, Chan Pedley, Chernin, Fraser, and Gonzalez will be running. And for park board, Demers, Dumont, and McKinnon. And with these election results, the Green Party is breaking their agreement with the Vancouver and District Labor Council to elect a progressive city council, school board, and park board. they entered an agreement to only nominate 3 candidates for park board, school board, and city council in order to have an overall higher chance of a progressive candidate earning a seat in each of these chambers. By nominating 4 city councilors and 4 school board members, they added 2 more nominees to the ballot than they had promised. I'm Alex DeBoer, signing out. Seeking Office is brought to you by CITR's News Collective and produced by Alex DeBoer. Our theme music is by Artem Bemba. Thank you for listening.